Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. All right. Once again, this is me, Jay Remy, here with the first official episode of Spiritual Empowerment, Personal Sovereignty. And yes, technically this is really the second episode, but in reality, the other one before this was more of an introduction to my podcast. But I guess you can say it's the first official episode as well. It doesn't matter. Okay. I apologize for this, for the fact that I have to do a live recording, because right now I don't have the ability to do pre-uploads. Because if I'm able to do pre-uploads, I can have a better quality episodes or whatever. You know, because doing things on the fly is not as easy as just doing things pre-recorded, because I can edit stuff. But anyways, in this episode, I'm going to go into universal law. What is it? You can find in-depth details on my website, which is always in the description for each episode, but I think I forgot to add the description for this one. I'm going to see if I can edit it later to put it in, but if not, you can always find it on my main blog talk page. I actually edit higher quality episodes of this podcast on my YouTube page, where the sound is louder and, you know, I sound better. But anyways, here I'm just going to talk about how universal law and how humanity's collective ignorance of it's going to keep humanity in this current state that is in right now. Because people need to really understand that there is basic common sense rules to how what we manifest in this reality. Like I said, universal law or natural law is not a belief system. And yes, there are many people out there that are going to insist that it is, because they fail to understand the common sense behind it, along with not understanding the metaphysical or more so the energetic side of it, because most people on this planet are left brain dominant. And despite that, they still refuse to look into the metaphysical side of this reality in general, which is a big problem, since most people are philosophical materialists anyway, or have these religious belief systems that obscure the reality. Or they figure that since it's not in their holy books, then it's not true or somehow invalid. Because there's people out there who literally look at something like this and think, oh, hey, my said holy book doesn't say anything about this, so it's not true at all. And quite frankly, these type of people really irritate me. And they not only that, they really piss me off, because they hide their narrow-mindedness behind their own religious belief systems. I mean, there's a reason why the word religion, which is based on the Latin word religare, which means to hold back or to tie back. There's a positive side of that word too, but right now I'm going to talk about the negative side of the word religion, which means to hold back, tie back. It's religion in general is notorious for holding back the truth and holding back consciousness. A lot of people fail to see that because of the fact that a lot of people don't look in depth into these things that influence us on a daily basis. And it's just the fact that, like I said, religion has been designed to actually keep you trapped in this thing people call a matrix. And it's a harsh truth to many people, but I'm just telling it how it is. And yes, I do understand that a lot of religions out there, for example, or have some truth to them, but the biggest problem here is that a lot of it is easily misinterpreted because of the fact that a lot of people don't have an occult view on religion or are not able to actually see things or actually interpret things properly because of the fact that people interpret the Bible from a literalist perspective, which is an incorrect perspective. Or for example, like a holy book like the Bible. There's other holy books out there that have truths. A lot of religions have truths. And the problem here is that my concern is the mainstream side of organized religion in general, which is a watered-down variant of these teachings that are based in astral theology. And astral theology is a whole other story. I might get into that in the future. I mean, in the meantime, you can go look that up for yourself, do your own research. People like Jordan Maxwell really, for example, really is good at teaching the meaning of astral theology and what it is, for example. I mean, people like him, and there's other researchers out there that talk about astrotheology. I mean, you can go look those guys up in the meantime if you want to know about what the astrotheology is. But anyways, I mean, the conclusion about that is that people need to stop depending on a single source for truth, as they don't understand how corrupted these single sources are and twisted by the same powers that shouldn't be, because you understand that the control system has control over religion, political ideologies, social systems. A lot of these ideas, really, they have control over these things, or they have invented these things at one point or another. I mean, these are all ancient methods of control. It's nothing new. Okay. Anyways, the natural laws in the universe are immutable, which means they can't be changed. And also, you can't really get around them as well. The dark forces on this planet have found ways, or most of them have found ways of cheating their way around many of these universal laws, but that is as close they have come to actually getting around to them. And you ask, how's that? Well, they mostly do this through various complicated means. For example, word magic, which goes into the words we say or the origins of them that have power behind them. I'm not an expert on the idea of word magic, on the concept of word magic, but word magic is pretty much word magic is pretty much, there's certain meanings to, because in fact this comes from the concept that words have power behind them. And the fact that a lot of the sayings and the words, for example, the word, let me give you an example of some word magic. Like the word vote. For example, a lot of people actually, in this country and other places, every 4 years give their go through the ritual of giving their power away to someone else every 4 years through this thing called voting. Now, here's the word magic behind voting, because it sounds a lot like the word vote, like you're giving them your vote. You're voting them. It's like you're literally giving your energy to these people by voting them. V-O-L-T, vote. That's an example of word magic. I mean, you can go look up more on word magic yourself. For example, I'm not really a researcher. I'm just a guy that's here to empower people and to actually have people become aware of certain topics and things that we need to know about so you can be empowered to deal with them. Because you have to know how these manipulators of humanity are actually screwing you over so you can actually adequately take back your own power and not be fooled by them. Another method of them getting around of actually using universal law against people is the so-called justice system or admiralty law, which is there to trick people into giving away their natural rights and along with their free will. You wonder, how's that? Well, I have to say is, you know, you need to go look up admiralty law and on the search engine and Crown Temple, because our so-called justice system is really a farce. It's actually there to tricking you to give your consent away to them, so they can actually use their so-called justice system against you. If you actually actually are in a courtroom because of the fact that you have done something that goes against their laws, which actually doesn't have no basis in nature. For example, if you had done something that hadn't involved the murder or theft or rape, and you're in there because, for example, you have to pay a parking ticket or something like that. So you know what I mean. I mean, just go look that up. Look up Aboriginal law in Crown Temple in a search engine, for example, and together, if you want to know what I'm talking about, because I can't explain it. I mean, there's other places I can explain it much better. And like I said, I always encourage people to do their own research as it is. You're going to hear me say this a lot on this podcast series. And the powers that shouldn't be, also, the reason why they're not really affected, hadn't really been affected by the negative consequences of what they manifest in this reality due to the universal laws that are here is because of people's unconscious consent and how that's helping these people get away with what they do for tens of thousands of years, and along with unwilling consent, because unwilling consent, it doesn't matter if you are doing it against your own will. If you're still contributing to the system, you're still doing it through your own free will. Because you understand that universal law is like a computer mechanism. It's not, you tell it what to do. It's not necessarily going to think, oh, poor guy. It doesn't work like that way. Unconscious consent plays a huge role And unwilling, because it plays a huge role in the fact that there's enslavement. The fact that a lot of people don't know they're consenting to it every day. For example, you pay taxes. That's consenting to the system unconsciously, for example. Or consciously, whatever, because of the fact that you're contributing. You're putting your energy into it. And also, hold on a second. The negative consequences of what we get in this reality is a result of how we've been doing the bidding of these enslavers lifetime after lifetime by serving them and believing that they have power over this. That's another big problem. The fact that a lot of people have this belief that they somehow have power over us, but in nature they don't have any power over us. Like I said, it comes down to belief. Because in nature, these guys their claim to authority holds no weight to anyone out there in the natural world outside this matrix, outside this artificial construct that claims that there has to be hierarchy or there is hierarchy. Hierarchy only exists because of the fact that people believe in it or people give their energy to the concept. I mean, things that are not true only come to life because of the fact that people have to believe in it. It's that simple. And like I said, a lot of people are going to disagree with all these things I say, but I don't care. I'm not worried about if you disagree or not. I'm just here to actually give people a perspective they have never seen before, to help them get out of this enslavement that they're in. And again, like I said earlier, that is why the powers that shouldn't be, or your so-called leaders, are not affected as much by their own wrong actions, since they actually hadn't taken any physical action. What I mean by that is many of these people wearing their suits and military uniforms with all the fancy medals, these things are what they call costumes. They have never actually killed anyone or physically imprisoned anyone. I'm not going to get into the in-depth. Yeah, some of these people have done certain things, but I'm not going to get into that, because that goes into the whole thing about ritual abuse and all this. I'm not going to get into that right now. That's another story. I mean, when I talk about things like ritual abuse and all that, when I talk about mind control, when I do a podcast dedicated to mind control, I'm going to get into that. But right now, most of these people, like I said, hadn't done as much of the bad stuff, like going out to these other countries, bombing these other countries, killing other people, physically imprisoning someone for doing something that is within their natural rights and their free will to do. I mean, they haven't done these things physically. They got someone else to do it. And the person who done it is going to actually reap the consequences even more because of the fact that they have actually manifested that reality. And they may have manifested that reality. They actually have manifested the reality. The order, like I said, the one who follows the order is going to actually pay the most dearly because of the fact that the universe doesn't acknowledge this thing called authority. Universal law doesn't acknowledge this thing called authority. But yeah, the said authority figure is going to reap some of the consequences, but I'll put it this way. The authority figure is going to get essentially a slap in the wrist, whereas the one who took the order and actually carried out the order is going to get a punch in the face. That's how the universe works. Now, the seven main universal law principles, more so the seven hermetic principles. If you want to know more information about this, you can go to my WordPress blog, which is in the link, or I will try to link to it, and you'll find that I linked to the Kybalion, which has more in-depth information on these hermetic principles or these main universal laws. Like, and you understand that there's more than seven universal laws. There's many universal laws out there, but this is the seven main ones that resonates with me and what I see personally on a daily basis. On the website, the Kybalion is a very information dense book, because this book will tell you what you need to know. And it goes really in depth into these universal laws. I'm going to list the seven main universal laws I'm going to mostly be talking about. The law of mentalism. And by the way, this is going to be just a summary. The law of mentalism. How reality is influenced by our thoughts. How all the things we want to manifest and create starts with a thought. The law of correspondence. Reality is a reflection of what is going on within and without. look at a reflection of yourself in the body of water, for example, of this, which is also known as above, so below. What is going on within ourselves, like I said, all these things that are going on in the world is a reflection of ourselves inside of us collectively. Law of correspondence. You'll see it in your daily life if you actually know where to look. I mean, look at the world around you. Look at people. Look how broken people are within themselves and inside themselves. See how broken they are. For example, you wonder why they're suffering because of the fact that people internally are suffering, or because of their thoughts and attitudes and their ideas that are out of alignment with universal law. And who they are, their divine essence, their inner divine, and the fact that they have been cut off from this by a world that tries to put people in a left brain imbalance. The next universal law, the law of vibration, which is pretty much is also The law of vibration, we attract things based on our vibration, but that doesn't end there alone, as some New Age gurus want to assert. And I say that because of the fact that people want to talk about the law of attraction, but this is the only thing they want to teach, particularly in the New Age movement. They teach you this watered-down version of it that just talks about just vibration, which means that we want you to just think happy thoughts all day and we'll manifest all we want. No, what they don't want to teach you is the fact that you manifest things into your reality based on your behaviors and your actions. Your right and wrong actions are going to influence the reality you want, not you thinking positive thoughts all day. You can be the most positive person in the world and you can be a douchebag. It's just the harsh reality of it. You can be the most positive asshole in the universe and you'll still have a hard time attracting things in your life because if you're negative towards other people, as in you're a mean person, you're just a selfish person, for example. But I digress. The law of polarity, the dualistic nature of this reality. This is much more complicated, though. this whole thing about polarity, about the fact that we live in a universe of polarity. Let's move on. The law of rhythm, cycles, seasons, the flow of movement. I can't verbally explain that right now. Like I said, if you want to know more about this stuff, you have to go to the website and go to the Kabbalion, which I linked to on the website in the article that says universal law and the critical importance of it. The law of cause and effect. Your actions, both good and bad, have consequences that will affect both this outer reality and your inner reality, which is also known as karma to some. Yes, the law of cause and effect. And this is a big one right here. The fact that your actions are going to manifest a certain reality. Your right and wrong actions. And I'm going to get into right and wrong in a minute. More to it in a minute. In the law of gender. Simply how male and female energies go hand in hand with creation. Everything in creation is based on gender. Anyone needs to integrate and balance both masculine and feminine energies within themselves instead of rejecting or resisting one or the other, which is a big one as well. And to many people out there, it sounds familiar, doesn't it? A lot of people have heard things about like this vaguely because of the fact that this is all related to the law of attraction, how the law of attraction, when taught, usually leaves these things out without our behavior affecting, not talking about how our behavior affects what we manifest in reality, like I said earlier. Now, I bet you're asking me right now, what do you mean by right action? What do you mean by wrong action? Right action is simply an action you take that does not cause anyone harm, or at least direct harm. What I mean by that is that some people, I'm not going to get into direct harm, indirect harm, because that's complicated. But like I said, right action, any action that's based in your natural rights, based on any action that doesn't harm another individual, that's what a right action is. A wrong action is something that harms an individual. It's that simple. And this concept is actually that transcends all cultural norms and attitudes based on their attitudes based on what they think right and wrong is. You know, this whole thing about moral relativism and cultural relativism, dogmatic religious belief systems, or solipsistic attitudes about reality. Right and wrong based on universal law or natural law has nothing to do with cultural norms or moral relativism or dogmatic religious beliefs. It has nothing to do with these things. They actually are nothing more than subjective or relative perspectives, hence the word moral relativism. And moral relativism is one of the most dangerous attitudes out there. The attitude that they actually believe that right and wrong is based on subjectivity, based on what someone thinks is right or wrong in their heart. See, this attitude is what manifested tyranny in this reality in the first place. That goes along with cultural relativism, because cultural relativism is right or wrong based on what the culture think is right or wrong, based on their ignorance, on right and wrong based on nature. But right and wrong has to be based on groupthink or cultural think, which is cultural relativism, really, like I said, it's just collectivism. This attitude of groupthink, or we need to think based on what the group wants versus what is right in nature, what is wrong in nature. For example, I have a right in nature to actually grow a garden, right? But there's actually been lately the controls, or to start a plot of, or to start a commune, or plot of land full of like-minded people, right? But you know, the government, as you know, have been trying to. I hear stories about how government are arresting people for actually having gardens in their home. I'm dead serious. Go look it up. Or people who the government will try to shut down a community or whatever just because of the fact that they don't meet certain regulations. Are you serious? Or the fact that, for example, or I have a right to actually put whatever I want in my body, even if it harms me. Yes, something that harms you. Yeah, crazy enough. For example, I have the right to put whatever I want in my own body or do whatever I want with my body. That's a right. That's my right action. That's my free will. I have a right to say what I want, as you know, through free speech, which is not just a human right. It's a natural right. I have a right, for example, to listen to any type of music I like. For example, because in other countries, certain forms of music will get you banned or thrown in jail, which is ridiculous because of the fact that it violates someone's cultural or subjective preferences. The problem here is that people confuse preferences with right and confuse preference with universal right and wrong. For example, you may not approve, for example, maybe two guys or two men or two women actually having a relationship with each other. You may not like it. You may not approve of it. You might find it repulsive, but it's not in nature wrong. It's not in nature wrong because of the fact that people have the free will to actually do what they want as long as they don't harm another person or to express the will of their soul, which means that they can do whatever they want with their body sexually because that's their free will, for example. I'm going to get more in depth into these things such as moral relativism, cultural relativism, right versus wrong. I'm going to get more in depth into these things. But that's, for example, those are right examples of right actions. Wrong actions, anything that's harm that causes another individual harm, or you attempting to try to control another person or try to stop them from enacting their right act, their free will rights, for example. That's what I mean by right and wrong. Wrong is actually anything that causes harm to another individual. For example, basically, wrong is basically murder, rape, theft, trespass. Trespassing on someone's property, for example. Because people have the natural right to be left alone, or in the natural right to actually not be disturbed, unless they have the natural right not to be disturbed, or you don't have the right to actually trespass on someone's property, or be on someone's property unannounced. This whole thing is just goes into victimless crime as well. The fact that there's no such thing as victimless crime at all. Victimless crime is actually a construct that was born out of moral relativism and cultural relativism, and the fact that people actually confuse preferences with right and wrong. Dogmatic religious belief systems will play a big role in this as well, which is problematic. I'll get into dogmatic religious beliefs and how they play influence, because the fact that a lot of these things that religion try to tell you is wrong, it's based in control. They're trying to control you. It's that simple. Once you apply these universal law principles into your life, your life will improve, your relationships will improve, and it will certainly help you manifest a better world as we get whereas we can't manifest the world we want as long as we're in contradiction with what we want. And like I said, as long as humanity continues to intentionally harm others, control others, especially through subjectivity and moral relativism or cultural relativism, and through low consciousness and selfish behavior, because moral relativism is a selfish, is also a selfish attitude as well. It's a self-righteous one too. And as long as we do these things, things will always remain the same. It's impossible for reality to get better or to get better in its current state, at least permanently. It's just impossible. And I'm telling you, universal law, if you start applying it to your life, it's very simple. I hope I define it the best I can in the short time I have. But that, like I said, it's very simple. It's don't harm another individual and make sure your thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes are in alignment with what you want and not in contradiction. For example, people say they want to change the world. People want to say they want peace, but they contradict that by supporting control systems like the state, which is actually based in using violence to stay alive. People support control systems that are based in riots and corrosion. People actually say they support the troops, yet these are the same people who are going into these countries and are actually causing all these bad things to happen, along with the migrant crisis, which is the manifestation of these people's homes being bombed, you know, their families being killed and so forth. Yeah, well, I understand a lot of people who join the military are actually have good intentions, but what they say about the road to hell based on good intentions, which is a lot of people don't understand. That's what I'm trying to point out here. I mean, it doesn't matter. The fact that these people don't question what they're doing and they blindly follow the narrative. The universe is actually not going to reward people who blindly follow narratives and do what they're told just because they're told, because they believe in this religion called authority. It just isn't going to happen. All right. That's it for this morning. Next time, I'm going to talk more about the illusion of authority and how it has no basis in nature and how authority only exists because people's belief in it and thinking that we need, in this attitude that we need authority, this attitude that, oh, we need authority because there's going to be chaos. No, chaos is the result of an unconscious species in the first place. It's that simple. And that's it for today. All right, this is Joseph Remy, and I'm done talking about this for today. I hope people got something out of this, because you're going to need to know this if you want to help manifest a better world, a better reality. So that's it for today. All right. Bye, everyone.